Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. 6:46 as we close in on 7 p.m. when you can hear the State of the State address by Governor Rick Snyder right here on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So Michigan officials want the ability to use unregistered pesticide on apple trees here in the state, some that you and your family may be consuming. Should you be concerned, and do we really know if it's dangerous? To find out, I'm joined by Brian Binkowski. He is a reporter for Great Lakes Echo. You can find his article on this story at greatlakesecho.org. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Michael? Thanks for having me.
Very good. Thanks for joining me. So using an unregistered pesticide on our apples, that doesn't sound good. What's leading state officials to want to do this?
Well, I guess it sounds a little scarier than it might be. What the deal is there's a disease called fire blight that's been attacking trees pretty much across the nation, but real heavily in the Midwest and southwestern and northwestern parts of Michigan. And they were using streptomycin, which is a bacterial fungicide. And what happens is these bacteria build up a resistance to these fungicides, which act basically like any antibiotic does in your body. So now they want to use a similar one, which is cryptomycin or caslitomycin. I'm sorry, getting lost in the jargon here. But
I don't think anyone would have known the difference, actually. But
yeah, and so basically, this will attack the bacteria and kill it. This fungicide, and it's unregistered by the EPA, which means that they haven't done extensive human and animal testing yet. But it's shown to be pretty low on the toxicity scale.
Aren't we the only state, though, asking to use this pesticide?
We currently are, yes. There was Oregon a few years back used it on, and I don't think it was apple trees out there, but we are the only state, correct.
That doesn't sound good, assuming everyone's experiencing the same thing. Now, when you talk about an unregistered pesticide, it almost sounds like they're ready to roll it out before taking the time to test it. I mean, why hasn't this kind of a pesticide been fully tested?
Well, trying to get a hold of the EPA is difficult, and I did speak to an official there, and he wouldn't comment on that. But the idea is they don't want people to be carte blanche using these pesticides because these are fungicides that, like I said, they act very similar to antibiotics. So if we start using these in the environment too much, what happens is these bacteria build up a resistance to them, much like they did with the streptomycin, and then that can transfer to humans. And if this bacteria was ever transferred to a human, a human problem, we wouldn't have the ability to fight it because we'd be using this fungicide.
Mm-hmm.
Widespread on the apple trees and other plants. But this caslitomycin, the one they're looking for the exemption for, is not used in human medicine, so the fear is pretty low on this one.
And when it comes to pesticide use on apples and other produce, does some of that stuff end up in our bodies in some form?
Oh, sure. I spoke to officials at the Department of Community Health, and the spraying the apple trees, what this bacteria, this fungus really attacks in the springtime. So they're treated with the fungicide in the spring. So most of it does wash out, it's not on the fruit. Very, very, very low quantities, almost an undetectable end up, on the shelves of stores. But, it goes somewhere. It's going in the ground, it's getting washed off. So it doesn't vanish. It's going somewhere.
Yeah, is this a losing battle? I mean, some people point to organic farming as the alternative to this kind of industrialized farming we're doing. But when we see these changes where we need to go to this unregistered pesticide, we've essentially tried all the others and they seem to fail. Is this something where we're eventually going to be overtaken by an evolving bacteria?
Well, it's certainly possible that the bacteria can build up resistance to a fungicide that's unregistered just as much as the registered one. The problem is with trying to tackle this in a natural and organic way is some of the other efforts to curb this disease is to manage pests because the flies and other insects that will transfer the disease, but then you're just using another pesticide. And with apple trees, there are strains that are much more resistant to fire blight. But unfortunately, those are ones that aren't really grown in Michigan. And from farmers that I talk to, they're ones that aren't very commercially viable. So, So I mean, it's your age-old economic versus environment argument, you know?
And fire blight, how long has it been around, and is it just recently that it's become a major issue?
Well, I don't know how long it's been around. It has become more so of an issue in the last few decades. It does spread rather quickly, but it needs the right conditions. And we've had a couple seasons here where the conditions have been very right, which is a lot of rain and warm days in the spring. So it has spread pretty quickly in the last few years. And I should mention that Michigan has requested and gotten this exemption for the unregistered pesticide the last 4 years. So this isn't a new thing.
I know you cover these kinds of stories a lot. When it comes to, you know, the environmental concerns and the health concerns in general of the produce we consume and the you know, the types of pesticides we use, do you think a lot of that concern is warranted? Is our health probably adversely being affected by all the pesticides we're using on our food?
Well, I'm certainly not a scientist. I'm certainly not an expert. I, like I said, I mean, when you use these things, when you put them on food, it's not always directly what you put in your mouth. You know, the when you put chemicals in the environment, they do not go away. And a lot of these things, whether it's capsaicin or PCBs or any other number of chemicals that we use, the problem is you don't test these on humans in scientific tests because that would be cruel and unusual. So we're going off a lot of animal testing. And you know, animal testings may show that they're toxic and all these other things, but it's hard to really have concrete scientific evidence, which then bolsters the argument for the people who say, well, let's use them. They're not showing negative impacts on people. But, you know, it's a scary prospect that we're using a lot of chemicals where we really don't know what the long-term effects are.
Are we likely going to see this unregistered pesticide being used? Is that going to be approved to go ahead likely?
Well, I should say if people read the article, I do have a link where you can submit comments to the EPA. I think they're soliciting public comment until February 6th. My hunch would be yes. I mean, it seems like in terms of chemicals, it seems to be a rather innocuous one and one that's been used for the past 3-4 years or so. You know, my hunch would be yes, but you never know.
Do most of these apples, do we know if they're consumed here in Michigan, or do they tend to be shipped out of state?
I think there's a mix. I think quite a few of the smaller farms, you know, maintain local distribution, but I think some of them are shipped out of state, too. That's not something that I spoke to farmers about too much.
Brian Binkowski, he is a reporter for Great Lakes Echo. You can find his article on this story at greatlakesecho.org. Brian, thank you very much for joining me.
All right, thanks, Michael. Have a good one.
You too. If you have any comments, email them to us, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. We're about 5 minutes away now from the State of the State address, so stick around because we will be broadcasting it live right now.